It's never gonna happen.
You'll be a director.
I am a director, but I'm not a fucking porn director.
Valley Beach should get you out right now.
Please search.
Internet search mysteries.
Internet search mysteries. We gonna. I'm gonna.
It sound like a.
Would you want to be famous?
Honestly, no.
I thought I was gonna fucking die.
Was you scared?
Bro, I was more than scared. I was fucking pissed. People think black men are weak because they're talking about their problems when that's not the truth.
Right.
Listener discretion is advised. Put me on some. Put me on some.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
Welcome to episode 24 of the 100% Random Podcast. I hope I said that correctly, finally.
I don't know how you can say it wrong. It's the most simplest thing in the
world. I get tongue twisted sometimes, but welcome to episode 24. It's the Kobe episode 24.
Yes, it is.
But I'm your ghost. I am who I am.
We all know who you are, man.
What did I say?
You're the ghost.
I said I'm your host or ghost.
You're the host.
Did I say ghost?
Yes, you said ghost.
Why the fuck did I say that?
You're the ghost.
I am your host.
He's also a ghost. That's kind of like that's kind of how you said it.
Yeah, man. I'm Mr. Nobody. I am who I am.
Man, we all know who you are.
I'm here with my co-host, Deion James Davis.
Hey, giving out the whole government. Can't even say your fucking name on a podcast.
Hey, man. I don't have a name.
You have a name.
Nah.
You have a name.
Nah, nameless.
Yeah, but welcome to the episode. It's 24. Like always, it's a uncensored podcast, unscripted, unfiltered. We make a podcast every week. But for some reason, this week has been a little bit different. I had an opportunity to, you know, try to get some ad spots on here, and it didn't work out. But what I did was I hit up a few different people, and I paid them to do an ad for us. And it was two people, but the one podcast I really want to talk about is called Why the Podcast, because they did the best fucking thing I have ever heard. I'm going to put it in the audio and post so you can hear it. But I mean, it sounds good. It sounds really good.
So here's something you'll be into. A podcast called 100% Random.
Yes.
This has got you written all over it.
It does have you written. It basically is me.
Yeah, really.
Am I on the logo?
You should be. Not yet, but I think there's still time. Cool. I think Deion and friends could definitely still get you on there. 100% Random is a podcast from the Faux Avo Studios, and they talk every week, every other week, about a whole variety of things that are always fascinating and interesting. And they're just, I don't know, maybe it's me, but listening to the show, like, they're just fun guys to listen to.
Yeah, they are. I've actually listened to it.
Which, let's be honest, not every podcast is like that.
No, most of them are not that fun, but they are fun. And they do talk about, like, legit interesting things, like stuff we like to talk about, like strippers.
Well, exactly. If you look, this last episode they just posted a couple of days ago, the subject line is rave strippers and Jeff Goldblum.
I mean,
those are like.
Sounds like my birthday.
Right. Wait, what? So episode 18, Hoes Mad.
Okay.
What do you do when your hoe is mad, right?
I don't know. What do you do?
I don't know. This is why you need the show. Episode 19, How to Fight Depression. Now, come on. That's a range that Terry Gross wishes she could have.
I know, and they do it in a fun way. Like, it's not in a, oh, this week you're going to be depressed, and then next week you're going to figure out how to deal with an angry hoe. It's fun. It's, like, upbeat and cool, and it's like you're in the room hanging out.
Yeah, and I think next week, I don't want to give anything away, I believe next week is How to Deal with Your Depressed Hoe.
There you go. I mean...
So you can listen to the 100% Random Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or, I don't know, I guess you could go outside the studio and put your ear up against the wall, but that just seems like it would take more time.
It might be kind of creepy.
Yeah, just find it on iTunes and Spotify and wherever else you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it actually made me laugh.
Yeah,
it did.
Seemed like they did their research. That's what it seemed
like. Yeah, it's...
I like it when podcasts do, when they're doing an ad, they do their fucking research, unless, like, just taking my script.
They don't want to go in blind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what the other one did. obviously, like their podcast was like 16 minutes. I mean, the interest.
We could have been talking about like some crazy shit.
Yeah, and I told them it's an uncensored, unfiltered podcast. I mean, look, it's usually three black guys saying nigga over and over again. I mean, right, if you're fine with people just saying nigga every other fucking sentence and saying fucking and cucking and blucking and rucking and and whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know, I mean, you should be fine with it.
Yeah.
It's an uncensored podcast.
Yes, sir.
If you got a problem with it.
Uncensored 4 coming soon, April 29th, 2021.
It's official?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Now it is. It is. It is. It is. I promise.
It is what it is, man. But, hey, once again, no Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, no guests this week either. This is more of a relaxed week.
So maybe we try to call somebody up.
It's too last minute.
That's the point. I got to put niggas on the spot.
Say, hey, we're doing a podcast. Say something. What's your name? What you do? Where you live? Give them the location. We need to find you. And when we do, we're going to kill you.
Exactly. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did a decent ass spot for the podcast. I mean, they explained the podcast in the most. They explained the podcast pretty well without giving them any like. Can I get the words out straight?
Any specifics?
Yes, all I told them it was it's an uncensored, unfiltered, unscripted podcast. What, a few friends just talking, doing whatever. Usually it's hard hitting topics or whatever, and that's it. Usually we just say some random stuff, and out of nowhere, we're talking about, hey, what's your view?
Have you ever tried to kill yourself before? It'd be like random, like
some
that.
Shit like that. It's like, you start talking like mad deep, like, you know, yeah, I did. And then I realized that my life was worth it. And then that's the type of shit, even though we're not joking around. I mean, I've been through situations like that. I mean, I don't want to talk about it right now on this platform, right at this moment, but it's like people go through a lot of things, and sometimes they just escape. Listen, just find a podcast where people are just talking about anything. Because usually, it's best to just hear a few people talk about whatever. I feel like you're sitting in the room, and that's how they explain the podcast. Like you're just you go on to your Amazon Alexa or your iPhone Siri or whatever, and you ask them, "Hey, play the 100% Random podcast available everywhere now, nationwide," and then you can hear us talk about whatever, even though we just came back. This is like the fourth week of coming back doing this, like weekly. I mean, so far it went well. I mean, I would like to get more guests on the podcast, but I've been busy this week, and I did not get a chance to do any of that whatsoever.
It happens.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're just busy.
Too busy. Even in my case, I mean, I feel like I might be going back to work pretty soon.
Hey, you excited?
No, I mean, hopefully when I go to this orthopedic, I think actually Tuesday or Wednesday coming up, I hope they see whatever I got going on and they kind of can address the situation.
Right.
Yeah. On another thing, Foavo Studios, my production company, we got a few new additions into the office. Two new lights, a decent green, black, and white screen, and now it's just full of shit in here. It's like it's so full, but it's actually looking like a pretty decent production. I mean, I got a lot of things that are out of place, but I'm just trying to get everybody back together, so we can all do a proper meeting, kind of get things figured and ironed out. So. We know what we're going to be doing for November. I mean, for the rest of October and all of November, because we all need income. We hungry, man. We hungry. We need that income, yeah. Right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You know, like how it is with every single episode, we usually just searching around on the internet for questions. But I got a question for you. What thing from your childhood do you still enjoy to this day?
What thing?
Yes.
As in like a hobby or something?
No,
or?
Anything. Anything from your childhood that you still do today. That's not even like a thing. Maybe like, I don't know, like a certain dish or something that you like always did when you were young, always had when you were younger, or something that you did when you was younger that you still do today that some people may seem might be weird or normal because... people weird these days anyway?
I think the easy answer would be like my drawing.
Right.
I've been doing that since I was a kid. If I'm choosing something else to like a dish, a lot of the things I ate as a kid, I can't really eat too much anymore.
Right.
Because like it makes my stomach feel weird. So I'm assuming that's because I've had so much of it, like as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't really eat pizza that much anymore. Eggs make me feel like I'm about to gag.
Right.
Like it's just, I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, but the only thing that I do that I've been doing since I was a kid was drawing, and that's basically it.
Hmm.
Only TV show that was out when I was a kid that's still going is like SpongeBob,
right?
And The Simpsons.
Yeah, there's always
and Family Guy.
They're still around.
Yeah, it's a lot more than you think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, those are like my three go-tos. Oh, actually, I don't ever watch The Simpsons like that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, like besides that, it's like, yeah. Just like, yeah. I never really did much.
When I saw the question in the beginning, I was thinking about like when I used to have always on my birthday. Because look, when I was younger, and even I still try to do it to like now, but it's like impossible because it doesn't fucking work out. But when I was younger, my mom always, every birthday I had, like for my birthday dinner, it was always something like macaroni and cheese and like chicken or some shit like that. Cause that's the thing I enjoyed, cause I enjoy macaroni and cheese. And then guess what? You know, later down the line, I realized I can't digest dairy that bit well anymore.
Are you lactose?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just that I can't digest the I think it's the A2 the hormone that's in dairy, but it's not. But I'm not lactose intolerant, which is
sounds like it.
It's not. It's just I found out it's two different things. So there's a certain type of milk now. It's like it's
so. Called, what you have is the cousin to lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't digest dairy properly than in most people, but I don't get. It's not like a lactose intolerant situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
the thing is, my little brother, he's allergic to dairy products, so he can't have anything at all.
How does he live? What's he eating?
I mean, I think everything kind of changed up over time, but when he was younger, he couldn't have nothing, like nothing.
Right.
Mm. But another thing that I pretty much I'm still doing today when I was doing it as a kid was my passion of just being behind the scenes and like working on films and shows. And because I remember when I got cable for the first time, it was like I remember the day my mom got Comcast and one of our old apartments in over in Philly,
right?
And I know, like, I remember that Nick Jr. was on, and it was transitioning over to regular Nick, and it was like the, you know, remember Face from Blue's Clues?
Yeah.
Or not Blue's Clues, but the bumper from Nick Jr. And then after that, it transitioned to Netflix Classified.
Right.
And I was sitting there like, I want to work on a show behind the scenes. And that's where my passion for always wanting to work for Viacom and MTV Networks and shit like that, because I'm like, when I found out like what they do and what the situations are, I was like, this shit seems pretty fucking cool. So then pretty much that was like another motivation of like, hey, Dion, don't give up on your dreams, because one day you'll be able to be on MTV doing things behind the scenes.
Right.
And whatnot.
Right.
But over time, you know, that dream kind of faded away and it kind of shifted to something different. But the idea and the premise behind what I do has always been the same since I was a kid. Like, oh, shit. I feel the days. The days of days.
In regards to dreams, as a kid, I always wanted to like make a cartoon.
Yeah.
As a, like a animate. And then and to go along with that, I always wanted to make like a comic book, obviously.
Right.
And then got introduced to music. Then I wanted to be a rapper. Then I fell out of love of the pursuit of becoming a famous rapper, and I just wanted to do it like for fun.
Yeah, I've seen the progression of that shit happening.
Yeah. So then
that shit was crazy.
Right. So then I fell back into love with the art.
Yeah.
Then I tried going to school for animation. I saw how hard that shit was. So then I'm just like, man, fuck the animation.
I mean, you can just do it
so now
on your own, really.
So now I'm just making a comic book now. That's what I've been working on. So, you know, my dreams is like a revolving circle.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so.
I mean, mine's always been the same. Like, I have never shied away from what I do.
Right.
It's always been like my idea has always been like, I want to be like the guy that does everything.
Right.
You know, behind the camera, front of the camera, photography, videography as a general sense. Porn. Bro, no. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
And it's never going to happen.
You're going to be a director.
No, I mean, I am a director, but I'm not a fucking porn director.
If Ali Ricci hit you up right now, say, I want you to, how you know, record me.
I'm like, no, I got a wife.
I know you're not doing nothing with her.
I don't care. I got a wife.
Really?
No, I just don't. I mean,
$2,000. $10,000. Five. You'll do it for five.
I would not do it for shit for five.
Yes, you would.
A good $44,000.
That's easy money.
44 grand.
All you're doing is recording her.
44 grand. That's it. I'll take it for four.
That's a high price.
44 grand will be up in the negotiation of what my terms will be. Once that like amount's there,
for just recording a porn star.
Yes, 44 grand. That is going to be my negotiable price.
Yeah, I think that's a bit much.
No,
it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's the perfect price.
No,
why keep hitting the fucking mic? It's the perfect price.
No, it's not.
But anyway, my dream's always been the same. It's just that there was blocks hitting in my way of doing my dream. Like right now, I'm not saying my job is my career path. Fuck no. That is not ever, that's never going to happen.
Oh.
My current job.
It. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So, 'cause right now, technically, my business right now is my job. So yeah, it's like.
Yeah, as of right now.
Yeah. But my main job, that is not my passion at all. Like, I don't see myself.
You don't like it at all?
No, I don't. And I can tell people right now, I work for a water plant. And I work in wastewater. So it's like, when I got the job, I needed it at that, oh my God, hold on. I fucking tooth. Shit. It's like when I'm talking, it feel like it's like hurting.
Right.
Like the front tooth. Hold on, where was that?
It's like when the air hits it? Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I work in a wastewater facility.
Right.
And I can say that with confidence. I mean, I don't really care what people think. I mean, it's a job. A job is a job, to be honest. Look, the benefits are good. I get health insurance benefits, and you know the pay is okay, and you know everything's pretty much good with what I get. But recently, about 2 months ago, I got hurt on the job, and then you know now it's getting to that point where I need to see orthopedic, and hopefully from there we can go from there and right. continue on. But there's been jobs that I had to do in order to get to my dream. Obviously, I went to Full Sail University, or I'm still currently in Full Sail. I have equipment I got from them to do whatever I'm doing now, and then I started adding things on over time. So pretty much all my jobs, pretty much everything I've been doing has been for my dream. I never was like, all right, fuck doing video work, fuck doing this graphic shit. I'm gonna go ahead and focus my life on being a sewer operator or some shit like that. Like, that's not gonna happen. And since I've been out of work, there's been so many like people that from my job or anything who keep saying like, oh, Dion, where, how are you doing? Where you been? How's it going? I'm like, I'm doing the best I can because I got hurt on the fucking job. I don't like, and then the other day, somebody was like, I think you was on the phone when I was at my grandfather's house.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, one guy was like, well, how's Dion's mental state? I mean, I don't think he's doing all right. Like, well.
How's his mental state?
Like, what am I supposed to be like? All right, my ankle is still in pain. I don't feel good, you know, on my right, left side of my body. What am I supposed to be positive? Like, yes, great. Thank God I almost fucking died going up a fucking ladder and I could have fell over. You know, I could have hurt. I could have broke something. I could have been way worse. No, but like there's been people at my job just like asking about what I'm doing or what's happening with me, and you know, I sometimes think that it's none of their business, to be honest. I mean, I can say that, hey, I'm doing okay for the moment. I'm not gonna say, oh wow, I'm fucking dying, I need to go ahead and I need to cut my fucking ankle off. No, I need to get my fucking foot checked out. I need to get my ankle checked out. That's something that I've been asking for since the beginning, since it fucking happened. I've been asking, hey, can I get a fucking MRI? I don't need an X-ray. I need an MRI. Go ahead and fucking look through my fucking ankle and my foot and find out what the hell is going on. Because right now, this ain't normal. This ain't. If I do go back to work, let's say they take me back to work, I'm not gonna be fucking fine. It's gonna be impossible.
Right. Makes sense.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to go further into it. I'm just like. I'm just getting irritated, and I mean, you
pretty much summed it up.
Yeah, but it's a lot more into it. But it's just like it's just too much, and you know, with everything going on, I mean, I decided to just say, hey, I might as well start trying to get my business up in order, and this is where I'm at. I got the business going right now, still trying to hire more people, which are in a more of commission based stuff, trying to get the channels together with It's Otaku TV and then the Fawavo YouTube channel. You know, making skits and everything like that. So we got a lot of plans going on, but again, I'm limited on what I can do because I can't do a lot.
Right.
So, look.
Makes sense.
All my jobs benefited what I do today. It might take a long time. I mean, it took 4 years since the beginning of Fawavo, which when I changed the name when I created Fawavo, it was mainly to just say, hey, I want to take this shit seriously. And obviously, I took it seriously in the span of 4 years.
Right.
So, hey, it is what it is. Power titties is titties. And
pussy is pussy.
Yeah. It's time for that cancel-worthy shit. What's going on?
Hey, man.
Said it's cancel-worthy
shit. And now we got to eat. I don't even know what to talk about. Like, usually this happens, like, organically.
Right.
Potato, potato.
What is it that motivates yourself the most? Does your family have any weird traditions? What does your dream day look like? On any given day, what would you think you spend? I hate this fucking generator. I like the other one better. The other one was more sophisticated, more in depth. Like you actually fucking think. And I gotta fucking do it from the computer.
Booty. Yeah, yeah.
Booty, bootylicious. She's bootylicious, and that's her name. Her name's Bootylicious. Bootylicious. Are you a really organized person?
It depends.
What I want to be.
It depends.
What game do you always lose? I always lose at Uno, but I've been getting better.
What's this nigga?
We can talk about that. You've been charged with murder?
I might have been.
Fuck.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Can't confirm or deny the murder mystery that is here today. I want to do a murder mystery podcast.
Yo. How do we do that?
We write it out.
It sounds interesting. We could do that.
Shit, maybe we could do it. Maybe we could do it for one of the episodes of the podcast. This is the murder episode podcast. We just write something. Yo, we can do that. We can start writing that. Like, we can start writing like the like a script and use it for like this for like a test run to see how it works out.
Right.
You think it would work? Because we can get all the sounds in. We can make the sounds.
Wait, so what script are you talking about?
Anything. Let's say for episode 25, right?
Right.
We can actually make episode 25 the murder mystery episode.
Right.
So we just write something together, or just put some words together and just like improv. Holy shit! It's an ad break. Hey.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnlyFans.
audibletrial.com/Poavo. OnlyFans, for real?
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
I ain't tell you to hit me up.
For real?
Yeah, they like the pod.
Yeah, that shit was random. I'm not even gonna edit that out. I'm gonna keep it just how it is, because I don't know. I forgot that I had it queued up.
Oh, can we use the Audible codes for ourselves? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Go to audibletrial.com/FOAVO to get yourself a 30-day free trial with one free audiobook. One free audiobook of your fucking choice, my guy. That's one free audiobook. Also, if you go to onlyfans.com/FOAVO, you can go ahead and actually pay for OnlyFans. Because here's the one thing about OnlyFans that people keep forgetting. OnlyFans is a site not just for porn. It never was meant for porn.
It just turned into that. Yeah.
Because if somebody was like, yo, I heard of this site called OnlyFans. And then after that, it was like, I don't know who it was, but it said, hey, you know, let me put my tits out on there. I don't know who was the pioneer of doing that shit. And everybody started following, like, bang, bang, bang. Now people making OnlyFans when they got no fucking fans in the beginning, and they were charging, and they trying to, like, charge their thing like for like $30 for a picture of their fucking hand or some shit.
Right.
I mean, hey, if it gets the job done, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, if you can trick somebody and paying you $30 to show a picture of your fucking hand, then that means you did a lot of work. But you have to have a proper following first before you do anything.
I want to know the first. I want to know like the very first person who was like, "Hey, I can use this for porn."
That should be
who was like the very first person.
That should be one of the episodes on FOAVO. I'm gonna call it Internet Search Mysteries. I will literally search the internet. I will literally search
Internet Search Mysteries.
Internet Search Mysteries. I'm gonna.
It sound like a Scooby Doo or something, like a spinoff.
Right. I'm literally hold on my light. Not the light. Hold on.
Boo.
Boo.
Sorry to wear that I dance.
No, but I'm really going to make that show, Internet Search Mysteries. I'm going to search the internet to find out
mysteries.
Who started the OnlyFans craze of pornography. I will literally find that out, and I'll post it on the FOAVO channel. Because right now,
that's sick.
Because right now, I don't have a custom URL for it. But you can go to foavo.com and then it should be on the website.
Yeah, I tried typing in the website and it said it was like.
Are you spelling it right? Don't tell me you've been spelling it wrong. Wait a second. I think.
FOAVO, right?
Yeah, FOAVO.com,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? So sorry, this page has expired.
Man, this motherfucker. You craft can go suck my dick.
What happened?
No, my trial ended, so now I gotta switch. Now I gotta switch my fucking provider over.
You was using a trial?
No, I was using the one with the SEOs and shit.
Oh, right.
I'll fix it right now. That's retarded. Yo, you know what, Ucraft? Hey, Ucraft, if you're listening to this
I forgot
podcast,
to tell you, that's why.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you talking about it made me remember.
Hey, Ucraft, which is a site they're a good site. I'm not going to just say they're bad, but Ucraft.com can go ahead and suck my fucking dick because this is fucking retarded. Now I have to switch my fucking provider. Oh, my God, man.
Since we're on a topic of clothing, you can go to vezeco.com.
Yes.
VEEZECO.com.
Support the brand.
VEEZE.com. You can also go to rsoapparel.com.
Yes, support the brand.
RSOAPPARELL.com. Once again, rsoapparel.com. RSOAPPARELL. R-E-L.
Hey, you can also do the same thing. Go to foavo.com/apparel. Eventually it exists. It would exist eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Have you organized the site, by the way?
It's a dream. The dream of dreams.
No, would you pay $115 for a hoodie? Depending on the hoodie?
$115?
Yeah. Depending on the hoodie though.
What's the quality?
A very good quality.
Like, is it like the best thing I've ever put on my damn body?
I'd put it up there, probably.
I mean, if it was a discount. Look, if it was 100, let's say it's 150 bucks, right?
Yeah, I said 15, not 50.
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
15? 115, not 100.
All right, $115, right?
Yeah.
And you have a discount on your site for 30% off.
30?
30% off.
Okay.
And then you have to pay for shipping and handling. So you still get your portion of the payment, and I mean, people can still afford it even though they're still paying pretty much the same price for the damn thing.
Right.
So they think they're paying $115 for it, when technically they're not.
For all that, I could just get free shipping from the jump.
Hey, man, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do, my mans. I'm really mad they really messed up my damn site. It was just working the other day. This is messing with my damn money. Your current subscription has expired. Please move your billing section to resolve this problem. You know what? I'm not paying for this. I'm not. I'll go over to squarespace.com and I'll do it. I'll call it a day.
What are you providing? Like services?
No, it's just a website about the production.
Oh, well, yeah, then I would recommend
Squarespace.com/Foavo. Please, Squarespace. I swear to God, give me a fucking thing, please. I like the services so much at FullSail.net. Would you want to be famous?
Honestly, no. I'd rather be successful than famous, but if the success and the fame are like intertwined, mm-hmm. then I would have no choice, really.
So. Look, a lot of successful people became famous for doing a lot of, reckless shit.
I'm not reckless.
All right. For example.
It's like, I'll tell you the difference. Go ahead. Like, if you're successful, you're not necessarily well known to the public.
Unless what you're successful for.
That's why it depends. Now, if you're famous, you're not always successful.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was an example. Let's say you do something online or whatever, that you like explode, everyone knows you. You don't got a dime still. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not really the same thing. Now, like if you take like sports, for example, like LeBron, he is successful and he's famous.
Right.
Like, it just depends on what you're doing. So, yeah. So it just depends. But I would rather be successful than famous because I'm very paranoid and I don't like people. If I'm at the store, shit, excuse me. What was I saying? If I'm at like the store, then like I'm minding my business. Like some kids are like, hey, that's like, like blah, blah, blah. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Why? That's the part.
And then like a lot more people come.
That's the part of fame right
now. Oh, because there's always that one asshole that wants to test you and say, oh, hey, I'm going to try to smack this guy. It's always that one asshole.
It always is. That's not all the time, though.
It's always that one asshole.
All right, so what will you be famous for in this situation? What will you be famous for? Because you say you want to be successful. So what are you successful for? And are you famous because of what you've been successful in?
Well, I want my whole brand to be successful. As in my clothing line, my comic book. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I want that to blow up. So that would bring success. Now with comic books and stuff, it's a little fame behind it.
Right.
So it kind of it's not fame on the level of a celebrity or like anything like that, but like that, you know, like for example, like there's comic book artists that can do anything that they want to do still, and people won't really know like who they are like that. Right. I would, because I'm into it, but like, of like the average individual, like they won't know. Now, like a LeBron or whatever, like he can't really do that. So it's like, I've got the original question. What was the point?
What would be basically if you?
I know you asked me.
No, if you want to be famous, what would you be famous for?
Right. Basically in my comic book. All
right.
And eventually that would hopefully turn into a show and in movies, and then that's probably what I'd be known for.
That would be like the peak,
right? Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah.
People would be like, you go on red carpets and shit every time. Like it's like a sequel to your.
I think the peak is building a universe. That's not my peak.
Sheesh.
Me personally.
Sheesh.
Yeah, my peak is like, it's very, that was gonna sound weird. I was gonna say it's like extremely big and like my peak. And now, but yeah, it's like my end goal is to own a comic / multimedia entertainment company. You saw that today.
Yeah. Because it's kind of hard to market a multimedia entertainment play. Like, I know the joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke behind it a little bit.
That's why you start out with one thing, and then you get that established.
Yeah.
And then you use that thing to branch out. So
in my case, I just decided to be like, hey, guess what? I do everything. And then if somebody just says, hey, yeah, fuck it, then they'll be on board.
Yeah. Oh, but it depends on your field, though.
Yeah.
And like with your field, you can do that. With me, I kind of got to be a little more specific.
Right.
So, like, what I was saying, like, my end goal is to own a comic book company with stories that kind of, like, coexist in the same universe.
Right. As
whatever. And then those branch out into, like, animations and all that. But, like, everything is, like, under the same place. So, like, we own, like, everything. That's my end goal.
Right.
My climax is getting my own story into like an animation, or like a movie, or like a live action. That's the climax. But that's the end game. I know, like, I'm owning like a universe type of like thing.
Right.
I heard that noise too. If that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? I mean,
it sounded like a little squeaky noise, right?
It was like,
yeah.
Hopefully it's an audio, because that was weird. Like, yeah, Transformer.
What were you about to say, though?
I got two things I want to say, but I'm going to give my my 25 cents to it.
You're not going to
I'm not going to forget.
Okay. I don't know why I couldn't say it.
I don't know. What the fuck? All right, so in my case, I want to be famous for
I was gonna say porn, just to fuck with you.
Yo, you gotta stop
that. I want to be the greatest porn director.
No, but I want to be famous for just doing what I do already. I mean, I want to be able to.
Yeah. I'm gonna cut you off real quick once. Yeah. Imagine you're directing a porn already, and they're skydiving, as they're like, you know, that hasn't been done for.
Number one, I would never want to be part of that, because I hate heights. I've never been on a plane.
Never flew once?
No.
I flew once. I was a little scared, I'll be honest. But once you're in the air, once you land.
I mean, I could have been on a plane before when I was like baby, but I don't think I've been anywhere.
Honestly, because I'm paranoid though, at least with me, like, you know, once you're going into the plane, and then once you take off and once you're in the air, I was still scared because like anything could happen.
Right.
Now, once you land, that's when you're like, oh, okay, it wasn't that bad. Only after you land, though. and then you gotta do it again.
So, I always have bad luck with shit for some reason. Cause like,
right.
Cause
yeah.
Because like, two people can walk up a damn ladder in a 16-foot pit, and then I go up a ladder and the shit decided to fucking snap on my foot, like claps my fucking foot.
Oh, so it snapped.
Like no, the latches came off, and then the fucking thing was sliding down. I'm like, when I hold on,
that's kind of funny.
When I saw this shit start sliding down, when I was like, I'm like, motherfucker, why me?
You thought it was like a movie.
I thought I was, dude, to be honest,
Final Destination.
I was in the middle. To be honest, I thought I was gonna fucking die. I thought I'm like,
was you scared,
bro? I was more than scared. I was fucking pissed. I'm like, come on. Why am I here?
Why am I here?
If you saw my face, right. You've seen the grief, you've seen the distress, you've seen everything in my face,
the
fear and everything. I'm sitting there like thinking like,
is this really how I go out?
No, I was sitting like, what the fuck am I doing? Literally, and I said it out loud. What the fuck am I doing here? What am I doing right now? Why am I in this situation? I was pissed.
Like them BET movies.
Yes.
Like the hood ones.
Like I thought I was going to get out. I thought I was going to be able to make it.
I could always like starts out with like, you know, like the hood, like whoever it is. Like, do. I think he's about to die. And then it's like.
It's like, damn.
I bet you're wondering how I got here. A nigga, no, the movie just started.
It's like,
I'm not wondering anything.
It's like, I bet you're wondering how I got here.
I'm like, no, I'm not.
I mean, right now, I'm intrigued.
A movie just started. I'm not like wondering, like, oh, it's like it just started.
No, it's for the white people.
Yeah,
it's for the white people. Yeah. Like, well, the hood. Ooh, I like that.
Look at what they did to us.
like this is like a.
You want to talk about that, do you?
Nah. No, I mean, I seen. It's about some films I want to talk. From films I want to talk about, but it's like for another day.
Okay.
But my dream, to be honest, what I want to be famous for is for
you
my
had dream.
I had a dream that my children and my children's children will be living.
I would hope so.
Yeah. That's basically what he was trying to say.
I mean, you gotta have them first.
Shut the fuck up, my guy.
I'm just waiting.
Hey, man.
We waiting patiently. I just keep shooting. Eventually, you'll make it.
Yeah, but my...
That's my 2K logic.
Look, but my fame... But what I want to be famous for... Loop it around. What I want to be famous for is... I want my directorial debut to be something that's, like, mind-breaking. Like, it fucks with people's heads.
Right.
Like, it's something...
As in, like, the genre? Or
no, like the my let's say I put a film in the theaters, that would be my big break, and if it does well, but with critics and just audiences, I know that's where my peak would be. That's where my motivation.
You don't want that to be your rising action.
I want that. No, I want that to be my peak because I'm going to be doing smaller things over time. I'm going to be making like short films and all the other things.
I know what you mean.
They might do bad or whatever, but my theoretical debut on the theater, the silver screen, to be better than what I've done previously.
So, hypothetically, you dropped a movie, right?
Right.
Let's say it makes like $1 million.
Right, and if it does, I'll be like,
That's sheesh. What you want to be your peak?
That's not really, but that's something that. It's not about the money. It's about the respect.
And I'd rather you say...
It's not about the money, though. It's about the respect, and it's about the understanding of what my craft is or whatever...
I'd rather that be checked off your checklist of rather than you saying, hey, that's your peak.
My peak is putting something in theaters without having to pay, without having it be in like one or two different theaters. I want it to be worldwide throughout... That's where I know that I did a little. I got further.
I think we're using the word peak, in a like a not the same way.
Well, maybe. Then after that, I think my peak would be if I made like five fucking films, like small films, and released them on the internet, and people liked it. That would be my peak or whatever. But my big thing that I really want to do, that I want to be famous for, because obviously nobody's really gonna see the small shit. Nobody cares about the small little.
That's not true.
It's a little bit true. Nobody's really going
to a certain extent, but
Nobody's really going to give a shit. Nobody's going to be like, "Oh, Deion Davis and Fuavo Studios. What's this? What's this film about? Microphones or whatever the fuck? Like, what's this shit about?"
That's funny.
But then my shit's in the theaters and it's on a big screen. I can go to the movie. People can pay $8, $12, whatever the fuck movie tickets cost these days. Sit there, watch the film, enjoy, laugh, cry, do whatever the fuck the genre's about. And then all I care about at that point is what people think. Because obviously, nobody can get anywhere by being a small filmmaker. It's impossible. If somehow you found a way to get your shit seen in like a more recognized
place. What do you mean by get somewhere? I think it depends on how you define
somewhere. Short films do not get short films get hidden really, 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 really quick.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. No, no. I'm talking about like what do you mean by short films don't get anywhere? Like, how do you define like anywhere? Are you specifically?
It barely gets seen.
Okay.
And then it depends on, and then when people.
That's debatable.
But then also, if it's coming from like a name production company, obviously like okay. mine, or anybody, or
any if other you're comparing company, it to like large things, and yeah, of course.
Yeah, but like, you can't get anywhere by being a short film or anything else during this time if you don't find a way to get to the bigger goal. Even though you're going to have to make
what's the bigger goal?
The bigger goal is getting into the fucking silver screen or putting yourself on TV nationwide.
I mean, I've seen like small companies, like they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you can do pretty well.
Like small things.
Yeah, but
I think it just depends on how you define it.
I know, but it takes. Yeah, that's why I asked. But it takes us about as small things that you're going to do in order to get recognized.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but that's that's pretty much where I want to be known for.
Like, it's not easy at all.
No,
like if you're known for making short films,
because again, my name is not always going to be connected to Fuavo. Yeah, it's just that
you just got to find a way to make those short films like stand out. Right. That's the only thing. Besides that,
because I like my name,
I feel like you could
just
do well.
Just my name itself, like if I was directing something and people know that I directed this, there's gonna be some things that I do as a producer here that nobody knows I produced at all, unless I fucking say, hey, Deion Davis, this is me. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to show people what I've done and what I can do.
That's even with like a lot of like huge producers, even.
Yeah,
I was an example, like, like the Russo brothers, mm-hmm. right? I never knew that they was behind Parks and Recreation. I never knew that. I would have like never guessed.
Right.
So like, I think that's kind of what you're saying too. Is so like you don't
people,
really know.
It's a lot of people who worked in Parks and Rec. Like, yeah, they did better.
I never knew that. Yeah,
they good today. Writers, writers, the actors, the directors, the producers.
That's
they
just
did
an
well.
Example. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. So like, I get what you're saying though. I mean, like in our fields, we're just not gonna be known for like everything we do.
Right.
Only the stuff that like stands out.
Right.
Now, like with me, let's say I help somebody with a comic book and I'm doing like the art, right? If it blows up, people don't really care about the artist that much. It depends, of course, but right. like, you know, it's just the field we're in. And like, we're not always gonna get recognized for everything we do. I'm fine with that, me personally.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, just, you know.
Yeah, but that's what I want to be famous for. I mean, not like the famous, but I want
to
be.
I forgot. I thought it was the original question.
Oh shit! Sorry. That's why I want people to just like see me for. I mean, like it's not more like a hey me. Is if I'm connected to something.
Or do you feel like you want people to acknowledge you, like subconsciously?
Yeah, to be honest. I mean, I put a lot
of... You think that's an issue or...
It's not an issue. It's like, that's how it is with most people. I mean, right now, obviously what I'm doing now with Fuavo, I don't give a fuck what people think. Like, hey, who's managing? Who's the head honcho? Who's doing whatever?
I mean, it's me, but say that.
No, but what people found out, like, hey, like, so what have you been doing recently? I started to do more with my production company. Mm-hmm. I'm hiring people for everything. I'm hiring people. I'm trying to get crew members. I'm trying to get actual actors because of some things that I'm producing. I'm producing two different YouTube channels right now, and I'm producing content for those. So I would like to have actors who can write and direct and edit their own thing. So, I mean, I'm not the only one fucking doing it. You know, it's like there's things I want to do, and I'm thinking big, but it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Have you tried thinking like smaller?
I have. That's pretty much what I'm doing now. Right. But I had to. I've been thinking small this whole entire time, and I'm still am. But I'm like, I'm still going to always say, hey, I need these type of people, because it's not that hard to get camera operators and directors who want to be part of something for their own work. If they're just getting out of, they're just getting out of high school, or they got to go into college, and they want to be able to show, have something to show for their, to their fucking professors or whatever of things that they actually done this locally. Because not, they're not always gonna have something like this, like my camera here or lighting equipment or whatever. If they have the time, they can use it for their own thing. I mean, that's how it's always, that's how it is right now. But it's going to be like, hey, who's the head person? Is that, what's the main guy who's taking care of everything? Who's, who owns the business?
Right.
Nobody's going to know that unless I verbally and show them that, hey, me, Deion Davis, I own it. This is what I do. And these are people who are part of it.
Right.
Even the people who are part of it, who are keeping this place alive, they don't know about everybody who's, who's keeping this place running right now.
Right.
But I wish it was more known.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
So
yeah,
it's always going to be that, hey, nobody knows who owns what or who takes care of what thing, and I would like people to know this so they can at least acknowledge it.
People as in the outside?
Yes, the outside, yes.
Okay.
Or
okay.
Also inside, because a lot of people don't know what the hell's going on inside. I mean, I hired two other people. They don't know what the fuck is going on.
Right. I hardly know it. Yeah, you hardly know what's going on. It's like, you know.
I really don't. I'm just, right, I'm just like, just know, trying to get.
Always taking it day by day.
Yeah. But I got, here, I actually have two different questions. I mean, it's kind of like a mixture of it. Because I was talking to one of the latest crew members of It's Otaku TV, one of the other channels I'm actually producing.
You're talking about
Vel? Yeah. I was having like a conversation with her about the difference between a novel and a script.
I hate this debate.
And this
I've had this debate.
And this is where I was trying.
I don't feel like it should be a debate, to be honest. But
and no, and I was, and say. I was telling her that basically this is how I was told, and this is what I basically this is what I've been told, and basically no, this is what I've been told, and basic fuck, can't get rid of the draw, get out of my fucking throat.
Right.
This is what I've been told, and this is what I've been doing recently. Do you think words are words?
You got me a little more.
Do you think words and descriptions are just words and descriptions?
I feel like it's a catch, though.
No, it's not. Do you think words are words and descriptions are descriptions?
Sure, yeah.
Alone by themselves. Now.
Hey, give me an example, if you can.
All right.
Just to be sure.
I'm about to ease into the example.
Like, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm about to ease into the example. All right, so. You have a word, you have dialogue, so you have the what that person, you have that what that character is saying, and then you have a, and then after that you have a scene, or you have a setup of a narrator explaining what's happening in that current situation.
Yo, go back.
All right, I'm gonna start off like this. First, you have a character saying something.
Right.
Then after that.
Oh, we talking about a script or the.
Just saying in general.
Gotcha,
words.
Gotcha. Okay.
So at this point, it's all words. You have a character saying something. Yes. And you have a description of what the character is doing or what the character looks like.
Okay.
And then you have a description of what's happening in that scene or what's happening with that character in that moment of that dialogue.
Right.
Now, besides saying it's a dialogue, interior scene, exterior scene, what the character is saying, at the end of the day, they're still all words and descriptions.
Yes.
So if you take those words and descriptions and you format it,
I know where you're getting at, but go ahead.
And you format it into a script or a screenplay, it will pretty much be read this in a different way. But at the end of the day, it's still words.
Yeah,
it's dialogue, a description of the character, and a description of what's happening in that scene, and pretty much an overall explanation of what's happening right now. Now take that same shit from a screenplay. In a script and putting into a novel format.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, but shift around.
Yeah.
And that was my main thing I was trying to tell her. Words are words and description are descriptions. It doesn't matter how.
Well, my argument is like, you know.
And I said the same thing about comic books as well. It's pretty much they all go around with the same exact structure. You can't have a script. You can't have a comic book cell or whatever. You can't have a novel or anything without having words, descriptions, and dialogue.
Basically, like an outline. Like yes. A script. Like an outline is just another form of like a script in a way. I feel like a script just lets you know what's happening.
And that's also what when you're actually saying
starting
that,
the product.
And the thing is, she's saying that a script, she's saying a script is completely different from a novel. And I'm like, no, it's not.
No, I think she's not like analyzing it enough. If you take a script and you take a novel, obviously they're not the same.
Right. And that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was saying you could take those pieces of words from the from a script and also from a novel.
It sounds like she was taking it as like how they are.
I explained it 10 times in 10 different ways.
Some people don't matter.
It's like, well, she said the degree of disagree. I'm like, well, okay. I mean,
live with women. Trust me. It's not. It's pretty difficult trying to.
And explain. I was trying to say a script. I'm not talking about the screenplays. I'm talking about. I'm not talking about scripts. Scripts and screenplays are two different things. They're still in the same format.
Yeah.
But it's completely different things. You can't read.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she was taking it as like, you know, like how a script is like formatted and all that in a novel. I'm assuming she thought you were saying that it's like almost the same thing.
Nope, how do you
write
speaking.
How do you write a novel? How do you like start?
I
usually write a script, right?
No, you basically write out an outline of what a character is, which in the beginning of a script.
A potato, potato.
Which in the beginning of a script or beginning of a new scene before you introduce.
All right, wait. If you want to be like extremely technical, I guess an outline first.
Yeah.
Right? And then you move on to the script.
Right.
Right? And then you obviously like edit the script. And then you finally start the actual novel.
Right.
How the script is like a guide.
Now, I don't know how they...
Like, you don't always have to copy it, like, exactly.
Right.
It's like a guide.
But I don't know how they outline their stuff.
Yeah.
But I was saying, like, it's still an outline. It's still a description or whatever.
I mean, like, words are words. That just depends on the format.
Because when you have a novel, right? You have a novel, what's happening? Like, basically, it's a narrator explaining what's happening.
Like a script for a comic book probably won't look exactly like a script for a screenplay, but they're still scripts.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's,
but I'm not saying, but she was still thinking that a script is a novel. I mean, I know they're completely different. It's the way they're formatted.
Yeah.
But if it is formatted a different way, it's still the same exact idea.
I think they go like a hand in hand together.
Yes.
Like a script is before the novel.
When I randomly thought about that, I had another question. It was, is it possible to live a normal life without ever lying?
It can be. I feel like it'd be a little weird because like everybody is used to people lying to them all the time.
I mean, white lies is fine. Like, I mean, look, I'm going to say it right now. Santa Claus does not exist. That's a proven fucking fact.
What kind of lies are you talking about?
Anything. Big lies, white lies.
I'm sure there's people out there that always tells the truth. It may only seem weird because, like, we're not used to that.
I'm saying it starts off as, like, you know, your parents telling you, like, the most, like telling you lies just to protect you from the evils that are outside after you're 18. Right. Or even when you're during your teenage life, why lie? Just say the true shit. Like, I mean, obviously, I know that if you're 10 years old and your dad's talking about, hey, you don't trust no bitch. I mean, like,
don't like, trust no bitch.
Like, that's kind of harsh. But then if you tell them, like, hey, you know, later down in life, you might have some difficulty with, you know, the opposite sex and whatnot. And, you know, you just have to sometimes you have to accept what they have to say or somehow try to understand where they come from. And, you know, that's right. Something right there. That's not even a lie. But to some, you know, older, more hood related adults would kind of word it away. We're like, yo, these tricks ain't shit. Then, you know.
Right.
Don't fuck with them. Right. You know.
But
it's the way you say it. It's just the way you say it, and that's why I know a lot of people, and I know personally,
like It depends on how you articulate.
Yeah, that's why I know a lot of people now, they don't respect women properly because of the way they grew up.
Yeah.
And usually it's from their fucking parents, or mainly like their grandfather or their dad just lying to them just so they can protect them. For what reason? Just tell them the truth.
Right. Yeah.
Women are complicated, but at the same time, you can't live without women.
Right. Imagine a world without Rihanna. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, it would be. For you.
It would.
Hey man, you got like 2 kids and a wife. You gotta chill.
I do.
You gotta chill.
I'm happily engaged.
Yeah, you gotta chill.
Believe me, I am. Trust me. I am.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you can. I think you have to lie in order to live a normal life. Not even like a big lie.
And I was just answering the question.
I feel like it
can be normal. It just wouldn't feel normal because we're just not used to people telling the truth all the time.
Right.
You know.
I mean, if people tell the truth every so often, man, I think that's like weird. Mm-hmm. Really weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, lie.
I think it depends on, it's like, the lies, though. I like, if I lie and say, hey, yo, your shoes untied.
I'd be like, oh.
I guess not that serious, like, you know what I mean?
What? My shoes are not untied. I get all a little fucking confused and then call it a day.
Yeah, it just depends, like, on the lies.
But if nobody does, like, you know, but like, if nobody does something like that, that's weird.
Yeah. It's,
like, did you ever have a childhood? Or, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you don't, what? I'm going to keep still trying to figure out shows for the channel, for Foavo channel. Check it out on YouTube. I want to be able to make shit. Like, that whole Instagram, the whole internet search mysteries, I want to find out who was the fucking person to say, hey, let me put my ass and titties on fucking OnlyFans and then tell people about it. Because what they did, they ruined OnlyFans for the better. They ruined it. It was a London-based company. Now you got people over here on OnlyFans showing their ass and titties. Get the fuck out of here.
This nigga.
Ass and titties all over the fucking page. Shit. How about you put your ass and titties in those fucking books and get back to your education?
That's funny the way you worded that. That's
nice. Get your ass and titties back in the damn books. Get your GED. Stop saying, oh, I don't want to go to college because I know OnlyFans will support me. OnlyFans haven't been around that long. So what was you going to do beforehand? Be a stripper? Be a hooker?
Yeah.
I get it. Female empowerment. Power to the women. But shit.
What are they expressing, though? That's a real question.
Their sexuality. Their sexuality and embracing their own body. That's basically what it is. Look, here's the thing. 2016, obviously, was not my best year. Okay, it was a lot going on. It was a lot.
You don't gotta tell me, I know.
It was a lot going on, and right. You know, it's just sometimes it's like a lot of things that happened in 2016. It's just they in 2016.
You think that was
the
your
bad
prime?
Things? My prime.
You think it was at your prime in 2016?
Yeah, because I went through so. You know what? It's so crazy. I went through so much. I went from living with my mom in January, going dealing with all the shit I deal with in February and March, and then up to my birthday, where everything kind of just shut down on my birthday. Then finding myself in May in my own apartment, and then going from there. Like, if I wrote a book about 2016, bro.
All that was 1 year, wasn't
yo,
it?
Yo, I had.
I remember I told you when I thought you was going to kill yourself. You remember me telling you that a while ago?
When? I don't remember that.
I remember.
Like when I was drinking a lot or something?
I remember your like entanglement phase.
Yeah, when I was drinking a lot.
It was around that time too?
Yeah, I was drinking every fucking day.
Oh, well, we're old girl, right?
Yeah, I was drinking every fucking day because of
that. Like the memes that we were making.
I
found the memes, by the way, all of them.
Which group is it in? Because I was trying to find.
I gotta go back because I lost
it. It's in a serial killer.
It's definitely one of the.
It's in the Captain Crunch one because I was.
Might be
because I found it. I had sent a screenshot. I didn't just have to get a chance to.
It might be.
Tell you.
Yeah, those memes were nuts. And I'm like around that time though, I was like, maybe we should relax.
You should have relaxed. I was selling that shit from the fucking from the jump.
Wait, hold on. My memes weren't that bad. They kind of made you laugh.
Yeah.
Jones's memes.
He went overboard. I'm like,
they
the
was
is
just a bit nuts.
Like, what is it? And they posted it on fucking on Facebook.
That's
like,
when you spazzed out. I got mad at him because now he's going to make the memes
Because here's the thing. It was public, right? And I have my family on my page.
I know you told me.
And I'm tagged on this shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know already.
Once I saw the ET thing, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I was mad at him because, like, now we can't do no more memes. Right? And I had just made one.
Right.
But anyways, now my point was, though, even like without the memes, like, you was going.
I was going through
like some hard shit.
I was going through a lot, especially at that time, because number one, I'm already dealing with the shit that obviously I'm not at the time. I wasn't with Dawn,
right.
And I was already dealing with, like, I'm at this job and there was some other shit going on at the job as well that kind of pissed me the fuck off during that time. But it's like I had a lot going on, and then out of nowhere, this dude's like. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Can we just talk like adults and have a civilized conversation? Yeah. But I couldn't do it because I'm calling y'all on the group chat, yelling and shit like, yo, nigga, take the fucking joins off the damn Facebook. Right. I got my family on that shit.
Yeah.
I don't got time for to be asking some questions about, like, hey, so what's going on with Dion? Why is he tagging this ET pussy joint? Like, what?
Right.
Like, what the fuck is it?
Me personally, when you told me what happened, I only started the memes because, like, you know, like,
but thing
like
is,
it was just memes.
But the thing is, it was already done and over at that point already. Everything was already done, like, a month after the fact.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, what the fuck? Why can't you just let this shit go?
Right.
Like, it was already over with.
On that end, yeah.
Yes.
I'm only talking about my perspective.
Yeah.
Like, originally, like, you know, like, I think you had a sense of humor to like a certain extent.
I did, because obviously at the same I was dealing with a lot at the time anyway overboard. Because
I could cross the line when like it got on like the actual like Facebook like the pages and shit. That's when it crossed the line.
Yeah, then after Ferreira got involved because he saw him, like, yo, what is going on?
Actually, when you was yelling on the phone, was at Ferreira's house. I didn't even know that was going on.
Oh, y'all was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you knew then?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And now, because I didn't even know you was like that, like angry at him. I wasn't talking in the mic, my fault.
I could have heard you.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't recall me realizing you was that mad.
Like, I was at work.
I was like oblivious.
I know, but I was though.
I know, but so then, like, we're hanging out or whatever, and then I think he told me, like, he was like angry or whatever. But I thought it was just you know, like the average like anger or whatever. I wasn't thinking nothing of it. So like we go over Herrera's house or whatever. I think we're just like watching like a. anime,
right?
It was me, Tom, and Nicole was there. Obviously, F and Jones. Me and Tom were watching My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this day like it was yesterday. It was My Hero. So then, all of a sudden, I guess you called him or whatever. He has the phone on like a speakerphone or whatever. Like you going off on him. I'm confused because I'm like,
no, because I was pissed.
He's like mad.
I'm pissed. I'm sitting there walking around because at the time I was actually I was doing my job. I was box maker and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm doing my job and then at the same time I'm like, what's going on? Because during that whole entire day I had to deal with the shit. I'm saying shit, I don't even want to talk. I don't even think about it anymore. Anyway, I'm just gonna worry about the shit with Jordan. I was still trying to figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I was already dealing with a lot of shit happening anyway.
Yeah. And he looks at me like, I didn't know like you was like mad. As I ain't talked to you that day, I think.
Right.
So then anyways, so like you're yelling at him or whatever. And then he's like, can I talk? Can I speak? And out of nowhere, let me know if you remember this. Yeah, he just yells, shut up! Was that the day you're talking about? Yeah, we was at Ferreira's house. Yep.
I was sitting there like,
shut up! That's when I laughed.
I'm like, hold on. Number one, I'm like, hold the fuck up. Number one, why are you telling me to shut up?
Because F was like, hey, yo, relax. You're at my complex.
Exactly.
Me and Tom just start laughing because it's like
I was sitting there trying to figure out why am I being told.
It was just like so loud and shit.
Yeah, I'm just.
It was just.
I don't confuse them. Like, why am I being told to shut up
right.
when I didn't do a damn thing?
Right.
Except just get tagged in something on Facebook.
I guess he meant shut up as in like he wanted to talk.
But it's nothing to talk about. Just take the shit off.
Yeah.
And call it a day.
Right.
But it took hours just to get everything resolved.
Right.
Actually, it didn't take hours. The thing got taken down because it was reported. I don't fucking get.
Who reported it?
I reported it, obviously.
You reported it?
maybe some other people did as well. I don't know. But it's like, why am I being told to shut up when I didn't do a damn thing? It's not my fault that you're still pissed off about a situation that I already had to deal with both parties, both including at the time, Dawn and also the other person. I had dealt with that shit already. I got slapped. I did all everything that happened to me. I got everything that happened to me. I fucking accepted it.
Right.
Okay. I was going through a lot of shit at that time. Why am I now getting really ridiculed by somebody who was not even involved at that person at that time?
Right.
Yeah. But I laugh about it now these days anyway.
Because look, looking back, you could probably laugh at it a little.
Look, 2016 happened. Yeah, look,
that's a legendary year for you.
Look, 2015 happened with myself and Dawn. Then 2016 happened. I get everything. 2017.
What happened in 2014? Anything happened there? At 2014?
No, I mean, in 2015.
What year am I thinking of?
2016.
Other than 16.
I don't know.
It was another year.
That included me?
It had to be.
It was just 2016.
Really?
Yeah. Like I told you,
it's another year.
No, everything that happened in 1 year. Actually, not even 1 year. Everything happened in 2 months.
Oh, can we react this out for content purposes?
I'll think about it. I'll put it into the production book. I put it down in the production book.
I get some good material.
You know, when we have the next meeting,
or if you don't want to do it exactly, we could take the core things.
The core things don't work out without the actual context.
No. I mean, like, add the context, but like, we could like exaggerate it, like for comedy purposes.
Right. Even without
the exaggeration, it's just like hilarious.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, look, obviously, I got over it. I got over it, obviously, because obviously, I mean, it wasn't that big of a. I mean, it was a big deal. But it really, really.
You think about it like every once in a while, like that was some crazy shit.
Not really. I mean, I
like in that aspect, like yo, that was a crazy year.
It's only recently because I've been talking about it on the podcast recently.
Right.
Last week's podcast, I kept talking about 2016 because 2016 was my downfall. 2017. No,
that sounds so dramatic, but I know what you mean though.
2016 was my downfall because obviously I told myself in the beginning of the year when I was in Atlantic City. You know, watching the fireworks and everything. I think it was with both the Jordans and then I guess Jordan and his girlfriend at the time. When I was down there with them, I was like, all right, cool. 2016 is going to be a good year. 2016 is going to be a great, great, great year. At the time, and in 2015, I was already dealing with a lot of things going on anyway, and I got over it. I call it a day. Things happen. Boom. And then, for some reason, in the end of January, the beginning of February, everything decided. It seems though, I guess, I seem vulnerable and mysterious and all different, and I just fell into it. I don't know why. I don't know what when. I don't know why it happened, but then it just happened. Right. But then after that, it just became a whole another thing, and then I was trying to get out of it.
Right,
because I already knew at the time. I'm like, I want to be with Dawn. Literally every single time, like I'm talking. Every time I was hanging out with her, I was always talking about Dawn, like 24/7.
Right,
and I felt like, and this is something that I don't really talk about it often. It just felt like I wasn't being used. I was just there in a situation for that person for some reason. And I don't know what the hell she was going through at that time. I really don't.
She was being used. No. It's not always a bad thing.
No, just hear me out. She was going through a lot of things at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of things that I guess Jordan didn't understand. It wasn't just because I was there. I was also there to help her out as a friend anyway.
Right.
It's just that I just felt like I was being used in that same process at that same time. Because obviously, I didn't want to be with her. I wanted to be with Dawn.
Right.
And I was always talking about Dawn. My fucking ringtone was every single time. My picture was still Dawn on my phone 24/7. It's like everything was exactly the same.
I mean, it was being used in a way. Yeah. Like, it's not. Oh, did you feel like you was being used as you was in a situation?
Yeah.
Or did you realize it like
it was being used as I was in a situation? Because, look, I was dealing. I was never the type of person to drink a lot at all.
I can vouch for that.
And you see me. I always came.
As long as I've known you, at least I can vouch for that.
Like, since I came, every time I was at your crib, I always had like a little bottle with me.
No, you did. Yeah.
had a little apple juice, pour that shit in there.
Looking back, I should have checked up on you more.
Yeah. But, you know. I had a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot. And I did not know how to take care of it. I didn't know what to do. And then, you know, I didn't go to therapy for it. I didn't do anything for it. I just was in that situation at that moment in time.
Right. Did you?
And that's the thing that Jordan didn't understand. Yeah. And I didn't want to explain it to him because, number one, obviously, at that time, I just lost my fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, of course.
Because she did something that I didn't know she was going to do.
What, a job
coordinator? Yeah. No, the thing at her job. And I was sitting there trying to, I didn't know how to feel at that point,
mm-hmm.
but I still loved her, you know? And that's why I didn't know what to do. I didn't know.
It's hard to know.
But we were still friends. Yeah. We were still hanging out. We were still kicking it. We were still doing whatever.
Right. It wasn't the same though.
It wasn't the same.
Right.
But I was trying to put it back in the same exact way it was before.
Right.
Because she knew that she made a mistake or whatever she felt like in that moment.
Yeah.
And over time, I was like, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
And most people would be like, well, why did you take her back? Why did you do this? And when
you say you understood, did you really understand?
Yeah.
At that time?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people are just like, nah, I get it. Yeah. Like, they really don't.
But in the back of my head, I was like.
But you really did, though.
But back in my head, I was still pissed.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, of course.
And I didn't know what to do because, number one, at the time, we still wasn't together. I mean, we was still easing and trying to get back together again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were thinking about moving into where, I mean, because I live in Beverly right now.
When you still love somebody, like as much as you love her,
mm-hmm.
even at that time, when stuff like that happens, it kind of hurts.
Because at the time, we was only in a relationship at the time for only about like two and a half, almost three years at that point.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
So it was something that, like, I cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a build up to everything that happened in December of 2015. But it was just a lot going on. And I was like, I dealt with the pain.
Yeah.
You know, I went through the typical thing, you know, the grief. You know, denial, depression.
The five stages?
Yeah, the five stages. I went through that shit. But I remember this day vividly. I got so mad because in my bedroom at my mom's house, it's like a marble type dresser.
That sounds fancy.
Yeah.
How your phone lit up, by the way?
It was a marble. It was like a dresser. It was made by marble. And so it was like hard as fuck.
You punched it, didn't you?
Yes, and I fucked my...
Is that when you fucked your hand up?
Yeah.
I remember that.
I was that mad.
Yeah. Did you tell me the truth? Or did you tell me you punched the wall or something?
No, I hit the door. I hit the dresser.
I don't. But did you tell me the truth, though?
Yeah.
You probably did.
Yeah, I did. I hit the dresser.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was crying and everything.
Right.
I remember that day vividly and shit. Right. I remember it. It's like the day I would never forget. Right. I mean, I can't forget it because I hurt my fucking knuckles, you know? But
they hurt till this day.
But at that point, I hurt myself so fucking bad during that day, and then I'm like, "What am I doing?
Right?
I shouldn't be this pissed off. I shouldn't be this fucking mad. I mean, I didn't know why it happened. I didn't know what was going on. To this day, I still don't know, and I really don't care.
Right?
Because it's over with.
Yeah, of course.
I can talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, myself and Dawn, we can talk about whatever we went through. I mean, if it comes up, and then, like, we'll talk about it.
Right.
But
around that time, did you feel like you was alone?
Yeah.
Like,
I did.
Like, did you feel like your friends weren't there for you?
During the time, not really. I mean, during that time, I've...
No, I only ask you that because, like, you know, like around that time, I don't think I was the most consistent friend, right? So, like I knew what you was going through, obviously, because you told me, but I obviously there was still some things that, like, you, like, that, you know, you didn't tell me, which is cool. I'm like, as a friend, how with me, you're my guy. Like, I'm sure you know that.
Right.
Like, the last thing I would want you to think is, like, you know, like, oh, he's not there for me, or, like, you can't come to me whenever you have, like, an issue. I joke around a lot, of course. With stuff like that, it's like, you know, around that time, I probably wasn't the best friend. And
I mean, I was still hanging out with you over there, yeah, crib, yeah, and everybody. It's like, at that same time, I was usually just hanging out with y'all, and Dawn was just hanging out at her house all the time.
And, like, I wasn't.
So I was always over at your house anyway.
I wasn't checking up like I should have.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but so. I remember the day. I mean, the whole thing happened with what's her name? Because I was like, just, I was still there. When I was there, I was talking about, like, Dawn the whole entire fucking time. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, I'm just like, just sitting there chilling, and she's like,
just happened.
And, right. And then after that, then she was asking questions about what's on my, because I had my Apple TV. It's like, what's on your Apple TV? What's on your iCloud library?
And I was like, afterwards?
No, that was when we was there.
Oh, right.
She was asking about, like, what's in my, because I was using my Apple TV on your TV anyway. She was like, what's in your Apple thingy? I'm like, right. Is it dick pics or something? Like, why are you asking me these things?
Oh, we know it was at my house.
Yes.
Oh, that day.
That was the day that everything kind of felt weird. Is I'm like, what the fuck?
What'd I tell you that day?
Number one, why? I'm still confused on why he brought her there, though. That's the thing I was confused about as well that day.
And I think we was all hanging out anyways.
But I was like, why is she here, though? That's the thing I was confused about.
And then somehow they got together. And then he was like, hey, you mind if she comes? In my head, I'm like, nah. And I'm like, hey, whatever.
And I'm just sitting there chilling there. I'm minding my own fucking business. They're like, yeah. I'm just chilling.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it's like, I'm drinking this whatever. She brought alcohol or whatever, which, number one.
When I tell you, though, as a joke, though.
I forgot.
I was like,
oh. Nah, you don't got to say it.
And then what happened, like, a couple weeks later?
You don't got to say it.
But we're able to laugh about it now, but.
Yeah, but yeah, it was like weird because I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on here? Why?
I look at life.
Plus, I was already in a miserable situation anyway. Like, what? Like, I'm like, whoa, a female attention. Wow.
Right.
And at first I was like, all right, sure. But then after that, I was like, well, I'm still in love with Dawn. Right. I mean, like.
Life is crazy though, ain't it?
Yeah.
Like the way it, like, evolves.
Yeah.
Like the way, like.
But the thing is, it's all happened in one fucking year.
Yeah, like everything comes like full circle. Everything that happened in like that year, it caused things to happen that's happening like now still.
Right, and I don't get hit. I mean, obviously, I don't get hit with like the damn issues that happened in there. It was just that everybody.
I think it made you stronger.
But everybody's connected. I mean, that didn't make me stronger.
The
whole year made me stronger.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah. The whole year made me stronger because I had went through so much in less than not even a whole year.
Boy, did you.
I went through so much, and I had to grow up a little quicker because, number one, at the time, this is the longest relationship I had, mm-hmm. and it still is to this day, you know, and it's always going to be that way, to death do us part, you know? Uh-oh. And,
and then, how you doing?
And then, I mean, if she even listens to this part.
Right.
But, you know, it got to that point where this whole year, that whole entire year, I went through so much. I went through dealing with some, not some normal relationship issues, but something that happened. And I had to understand why it happened, or I had to just accept what happened. Right. And then try to rebuild from there. And then while I'm trying to rebuild, I'm doing things that I should not be doing, which is drinking constantly to ease my pain because I'm pissed off. Because obviously I was drinking because because my knuckles were still hurting and helped me out with my pain.
Right.
Because I didn't want to take medicine for it.
Yeah, of course.
So I was drinking a lot, and then I was like, all right, I'm drinking. I never really drank like that before. And then it was like so much.
That's the one thing I did notice, though.
Yeah, it was like I was drinking way, way, way too much. And I was like drinking every day, apple juice and apple Ciroc, putting that shit in there. Ooh, it's
that was your go-to.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
It was. I remember that, yeah.
And then after that, it got to that point where like, you know, I'm drinking more. I'm like, I'm pretty much drinking every single day. I got a whole Ciroc bottle. I remember like it was days on end where I'm only drinking without drinking any fucking water.
Right.
And, you know, then I get down to the point where like, all right, well, I feel like I'm in the slumps, you know? I mean, I'm like, and then that day when I'm at your house, and then it's like, that's where I guess I was being used or being seen. I'm just vulnerable. I'm a mystery. That's pretty much what it was. Like, I'm mysterious. Because I was mysterious.
Was seduced.
Because number one, I'm always a quiet person, and I don't talk about my problems. I don't talk about my issues.
Right.
And I never have. I mean, I've been trying to do that more often. That's why I'm using this podcast mainly as a platform as well. But I don't get a chance to really talk about my issues or my problems that I've been through.
Right.
And then I do sometimes explain these issues that I have with
Dawn.
You
feel like you don't have anyone to talk to, or is it just like your own stubbornness?
I have people I can talk to, but I would like to try to talk to like a professional about like what am I really going through.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Because
it's hard, especially nowadays.
Yes, it's really hard. Plus, it's hard for plus during pandemic. Plus, it's hard being a black man in America. To be honest, you literally can't be a black male and try to find a proper fucking place to speak your mind about what you got going on.
Right.
I've been through so much just being me. And I know a lot of females been through a way, way, way worse shit. But they might have places or people to talk to about their issues. But then you go to like certain people. People think like black people or black men are weak because they're talking about their problems. When that's not the truth. We all go through something extremely, extremely worse on a daily basis. And we never have an opportunity or a platform to talk about them.
I agree with that.
But then if we do, we look like a fucking pussy or some shit like that. But that doesn't make any sense. How do you look like a fucking pussy or weak because you're talking about the shit that's happening to you? Like, let's say you lost a family member and it affected you really in a bad way, or you're in a relationship that's abusive or anything in that nature, and you want to talk to somebody about it. It doesn't make you weak because you want to speak up on your mind. It doesn't make you weak because you want to speak up and try to get to the point of your issues. It's impossible.
Right.
But, you know, 2016, if I wrote it in a book, I mean, I remember I told you I was going to make my memoir. I think 2016 would be the whole year.
Right.
Like, if I made a movie about 2016, that's what it would be about. 2016 was the downfall and the rising of who I am today. Because I went through so much. And I know I explained parts of it, like the bad parts in the beginning. But then once everything kind of like ended with the whole thing with drinking every single day and doing this, I obviously cleaned myself up. I stopped drinking. You know,
you was depressed?
Yeah, I was. And then I was trying to tell Dawn, like, I'm depressed. But then she's like, you know, she didn't really believe it. Like, were you diagnosed with depression? You're not just going to get diagnosed with depression. If you go through something, you're going to be depressed with a certain situation that happens.
Yeah,
it's kind of like simple and easy to realize when you're depressed. It's like.
Yeah, I think everyone has their own, like, interpretation of it.
Right. So I went from dealing with the whole grief bullshit, the whole five stages, and then working things out with Dawn, and then moving, and then in the same exact process, moving into an apartment, so moving out of my mom's house, because I was already dealing with shit with my mom and everybody living there.
You told me.
And then I went to move to my own apartment. I got laid off at my job, and then from there, it's just the story of why I am how I am today, because of, you know, dealing with the stuff with my getting all these multiple jobs, trying to build my relationship back up together, and then some things happened between that time, and then pretty much trying to get everything back in order. And then the shit that happened with MME and then the rise of Foavo, and then basically just leading up to 2017 where Dawn's going the Job Corps, and then pretty much I'm dealing with
alone again,
but it wasn't, but this time it was more of like, hey, we're going to take a break, even though we literally didn't take a break. We were still always together,
right?
Literally.
Yeah.
So it was like, lucky enough we had time apart, which I think that's what we needed. And then I know a lot of people who are in a relationship, sometimes they don't have a time to get apart, because obviously sometimes they don't deal with the same shit that I went through, myself and Dawn went through. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just might want to be apart so they can actually learn more about themselves. And during that time, I had to learn more about me. And I never had that opportunity because I was always focused on my
other people.
Yeah, I was always focused on other people.
Right.
And that was my motivation. I always making sure that my family's okay, making sure that my woman's okay. But then after that, myself and Dawn, we always had arguments about like, hey, you need to focus on you. You need to make sure that you're okay.
It's like a quote that I always hear every once in a while. It's like who helps the helper?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like that. Like, who helps you? It's got to be you. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, that's, you remember what I told you around that year?
Most of the things I don't remember, like, too much, like, the small, like, bigger conversation.
I told you that it was around a time when you started to get things, like, elevated again. I was like, this is it. It's like, I now was just all the way up now.
Right.
Now you're doing pretty, good. And so, like, this is probably my last question about this topic. Now, in 2016, do you remember, like, your lowest point? You ain't got to go into it. It's just, I'm going somewhere with it. What in your head was like, oh, you know what? I got to make a change.
No, it was, that day was when, I think it was.
Was that you or me?
No, it was Dawn. I just sent it, told him I'm still recording.
Oh, I forgot you had to pick her up.
That's fine.
What time? 11? Yeah, that's when she get off, right?
No, I gotta take her there.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can wrap it up.
It was the day when, I'm not sure if I had my car or I think it was Dawn's car, but we were driving somewhere and, you know, we had a big giant argument about something. I don't remember what it was, but we were like heading toward like this area where we're at right now, like at Mount Laurel.
That's ironic.
But we was heading over, we were on 295, and then like I got mad or we was angry, and then we pulled over because I was telling her, I was basically, I don't know what the conversation was completely, but I remember the context of it. I was still up on that part where I'm like, hey, I want to make you happy and want to make sure my family's happy. I want to make sure that everything's all good. But then I never really had time to like focus on myself.
Right.
And at that time, like she was telling me, like, you need to focus on you. You can't keep putting all your energy into just her and the family.
Right.
You need to focus on you before you can even accept or do anything. And at that point, like that was like the third time I had the conversation about that with Dawn. Mm-hmm. With that day, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it.
That's looking back.
And I don't know what day it was, but I do know like around the time that she was agreeing to go to Job Corps, mm-hmm. I was a little mad because I didn't want to go on a break or anything like that.
Right.
And I didn't know how she was.
What did she go for again?
Office administration.
Right.
So it was just a bunch of like stuff that led up to why I decided to start focusing on myself and try to explore more opportunities in my life.
Did you look at that time when she left? You was like, you know, like maybe it's time now.
No, like when around the time I dropped her off the first time, it hurt.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
It hurt me and it kind of pissed me off at the same exact time.
Yeah, I mean, like eventually, like I was you like you know like.
But that was that. But that day,
I'm just not here as much.
Yeah, but that day I was like the beginning of 2017, or I think like mid 2017. That was when I was like, all right, I'm like by myself technically at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, but I really wasn't because I usually drove all the way up to Edison every weekend, brought her down, hung out with her. At the time I was living with Shania. So it was like it was a lot of things like going on and during that time I'm like I'm single. I'm pretty much trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. And you know, it was just like I was basically meeting up with people, conversating, trying to build up a friendship and maybe a relationship.
Right.
And all the things that I'd done, they wasn't the same. Yeah. It was different.
Yeah.
Because unlike 2016, that was something that I was forced into. The whole situation I was put into. I was forced into it. Unlike 2017, where I'm actually like easing into it, trying to do something, trying to figure out what can I do. Because obviously, Dawn's a female. Dawn's different. Whatever, everything different. Everything that Very happened, every, well, her and Job Corps, maybe could have been easier for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she had felt, since she was free at that point, if she had time to just say, hey, what about Dion? But technically, you know, we're always together anyway.
Right.
But it's like, I was still dealing with like trying to be my own person, which I did. I grew up, I started to realize more about myself. I started to love myself more. I started to try to accept people the way they are now. And then it just took time to get to where, you know,
mm-hmm.
where I'm at now.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm like super mature. I'm still fucking extremely childish, but I've been through a lot.
To a certain extent.
But I've been through a lot.
Yeah.
And it kind of like eased up and kind of grew who I am now.
Right.
So
when you look back at when Dawn was like, you know, like work on yourself. At that time, you probably didn't want to like hear that, probably, but like
I did.
Looking back,
I did, but I didn't know how to.
I know what she meant now.
Yeah,
like do you?
I finally saw that when she came back, and obviously she was dealing with a lot with her mom in the beginning stages. So I was always there for her. Yeah. I was always there for her and her mom, regardless.
Mm, yeah,
and. I mean, I could talk about this part, even though I haven't really explained it to really told us to her, but it was like when her mom died and everything, I mean, I didn't get a chance to say goodbye either, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I cared for her mom really deeply.
Right.
I mean, I think she said she doesn't really remember the last time, what last thing she even said to her. And I mean, I don't talk to my mom that often, really, anyway.
Right.
But it's like I was there for her when she needed me.
You're the most.
Yeah, and also Dawn. I was always there.
Those type of moments are the ones that you remember the most.
Yeah, and I didn't have a chance to say goodbye either.
Right.
Yeah. It is what it is.
When she died, was you like...
I didn't know what was going on because Dawn woke me up at the middle of the night and we drove all the way down to Mount Holly.
Right, right.
And then I guess it clicked anyway on my way there.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do because we just was up here literally like hours before.
Yeah. Yeah. So after she died, like, was you like, was you like, hey, I want to have a better connection, like with my mom? Was that in your head at all? Like
a little bit. A
little bit. It's like you never know.
I mean,
it's
obviously this is during the pandemic and everything. This is the beginning of the pandemic. So it was like.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was a lot going on. A lot of restrictions. Can't really go a lot of places. I mean, my mom's
have a funeral. Even,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I wasn't even allowed to go there because I was in an immediate family.
Right.
Plus they were in their cars when it happened. So it was like, you know, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess.
Right.
But It's going to be the end of the podcast. Sorry to be all dark. Hey, man. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty long.
It's a good Kobe episode.
This is a pretty long episode. I might.
Oh, we had to do it for 24.
Yeah, I mean, so I might cut it down to a while, but it's like a, this is like a complete like 2 hour episode. So
how do you read the time? How long is it right now without the editing?
2 hours and 17 minutes.
That's what probably be cut down like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah. I might cut some things out in the beginning, try to make it, you know, the dynamic of the funniness.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, thanks everybody for listening to the podcast.
Appreciate y'all.
We make podcasts every single week on this.
Sorry to leave y'all on such a depressing note.
Depressing note, but hey, this has been a strange year. 2020 has been a strange year.
For sure.
And, you know, pretty much everything that had led up to what I'm dealing with from 2016, which was my peaking year. I'm saying that because it had a lot happening. You know, a lot of things affect what I'm doing today and what
that was your fall happening. Off.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll see you all next week.
Appreciate y'all.
Check out our socials. Check out my website once I get it fixed up. And
I might start sharing my socials now.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm not this episode. I got to think about it, though. Nah, I got to think about it.
All right, but anyway, enjoy the rest of y'all.
I even got my socials memorized. Wait. Yo, Kells RSL?
I think that's what it is.
That might be Instagram. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Anyway, everyone, enjoy the rest of y'all day. Stay safe and, you know, make sure you kiss your puppy tonight.
Or your cat.
Or your cat. Kiss that.
That's a furry one. Who saw what I did there?
Yeah.
I think it still be both.
It still can be both. It's like, this is weird. Like, yay. Talk about mad, some depressing shit. Now you're talking about sexual innuendos.
Hey, man.
That's the 100% Random Podcast.
Content Kings.
The DMV here to take you on a ride.
On a ride.
All right.